This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. And, O Lord, our God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, remember what you promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that which you swore unto David. Oh, we ask, Lord, that you turn thyself to us again. Oh, turn thyself to us again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. Good morning. Oh, thank you, Lord. First and foremost, I must give thanks to the three-in-one God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh, yes, I give thanks to him for you, the few of you that are tuned in this morning. For the Bible said many are called, but only a few are chosen. I thank my enemies that are tuned in too this morning. I welcome you. I thank you. The Lord is a good God, and all time he's good, and the Lord said that when your ways are pleasing unto him, he can make even your enemies be at peace with you. Oh, good God Almighty, what an awesome God that we serve. Oh, we all can agree on the fact that it's been 7 long days. If the Lord have kept us 7 long days, watched over 7 long nights. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We as the bride of Christ know that when our enemies and foes came to swallow us up, they stumbled and fell. Oh, it was the Lord's doing. Oh, it was the power of God. We are aware of the bride of Christ that for those that are digging pits for us to fall in, we already know that you're on your way down. Oh, yes, Lord. For the Lord watches over his people. He didn't bring us this far to let us go. Oh, the Lord's still working on us. He's not through with none of us, but he's still working on us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm excited this morning for the opportunity to be in Christ once again. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a perfect hiding place. You know, I've discovered, and I missed the opportunity to share with you guys last week, but the Lord put on my heart, there's no cure for the coronavirus, but there's a place you can hide from it. Oh, yes, Lord, that's in Christ Jesus. So, oh, yeah, you can hide in him from all things. And can't nothing get in that don't fit in. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, it's what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. I mean, it's just, these are the things that our forefathers, they thought about, they prayed that they would see the things that we're witnessing. They prayed that they would hear the things that we're hearing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're seeing the power of God move through the four corners of the earth. You see, the Lord is doing what he wanna. He said he would do. He's doing that which he said that he would do. Oh, we're so blessed to know that the God that we serve, the God of Jacob, is our God. Oh, my goodness. The Bible says, blessed is the man that all of his sins are forgiven. Washed away, cleansed like with hyssop, and he's made the bride of Christ whiter than snow. Oh, good God Almighty. Well, we're aware that we're not sinless, but we're blameless. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love my job. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. I mean, I'm just so glad to know that in this hiding place, we know for a certainty that in this hiding place that the enemy is absolutely helpless. He can't do anything. He's looking to do his evil, but he just can't perform it. He want to hurt us, but he just can't bring it to pass. He want to bring us down, but God has lifted us up. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is good. And all the time he's good. As you all know, I love my job. And it's the Lord's doing. I do this thing for free. You see, I charge no money because the Lord put on my heart that where he lead, he provides. And as my brother Elijah, as you, some of you are aware of that story, when the Lord worked through him and gave him that word for Naaman, that he dipped in the Jordan 7 times, and he was cleansed and whiter than snow. His leprosy was healed, and he came back. He offered Elijah millions of dollars, so many raiments of clothes, but Elijah said, not so. For he would not rob God of his glory. Oh, hallelujah. And neither will I. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Oh, as usual, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the awesome God we serve as we are traveling through the Word of God this day. Oh, blessed be to his holy name. Romans chapter 6, verses 1-13, the Lord is going to, Holy Spirit is going to make an attempt to open your eyes where you can see and your ears where you can understand. Romans chapter 6, verse 1, it tells us, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You see, a lot of you all that are listening to me, you have preachers that have been blessed with the elementary teaching on how to get saved. But they are lacking the wisdom and understanding of how to stay saved. You see, the Lord blessed us with his beloved son, Jesus Christ. And like Moses, God used Moses to bring our forefathers out of Egypt. God himself came down to deliver us. As Moses brought them through the Red Sea, God used his son Jesus to bring us through baptism. And as Moses went up high to the mountain to hear from God, Jesus on the mountain spoke to us as he did that marvelous work high upon that old rugged cross. Well, we're truly blessed today to know that the Holy Spirit informed me that there are many listeners that, as though years ago I found myself in that same place, the Lord reminds us all that if we have faith to move a mountain, but yet we have not love, we have nothing at all. I recall years ago myself that I struggled wanting to do that which was right, but had, was powerless to perform it. The thing I wanted to do, I could not do. That would be holy. And the thing I didn't want to do was what I found myself doing. The Lord revealed to me that there's many of you that are listening that desired greatly to walk with God. You desire to talk with him. You desire to hear from him. But your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. I understand where you are. I, too, was in that place before he brought me up to this mountaintop of faith. We realize that Jesus himself has done a marvelous work, and it's that work that he invites us to come, taste, and see that he is good. It's where he have sent his disciples out to declare, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's where the heaven and earth comes together. It's where we become one with him. You see, in this kingdom of God in which Jesus rule and reign, is a kingdom unlike the world system. In the kingdom of God, we are honored when we serve. In the kingdom of God, instead of getting revenge, we forgive. In the kingdom of God, how do we obtain riches? We obtain riches by giving them to the poor, blessing those whom cannot bless us in return. The Bible calls this putting treasures in heaven. And when we bless the poor that's unable to give back to us, then God, in his mercy and love, he blesses us. Oh, good God Almighty. He blessed us with his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that's one God and one mediator between God and me and the man, Christ Jesus. He have called us all to come and follow him. He's not one that calls us to follow him because he thinks that we are perfect. He already knows that we're all in need. We need a doctor. We all are sick. We need a doctor. He called us all to come, the poor, the rich, the outcasts, you know, the liars, the thief, the gay, the transgenders. He said, come unto him. He doesn't discriminate. The religious, come, he says. We come and see that he is good. He's good in that marvelous work he performed on that old rugged cross. You see, the Bible clearly lets us know that we're no good. In my Bible, it tells us that not only am old Metric McGowan no good, but the Bible says none is good, no, not one. This is why God, in his great wisdom, he knew that in order for us to live, he had to lay out this plan that from the foundation of the world he had in mind. What was that plan? The plan is that God himself would come down and deliver the bride of Christ through his son, Jesus Christ. As we trust in him, loving him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength, and believing in him. See, by faith, Bible tells us one Lord, one faith, one baptism. My faith is in a baptism of death with Jesus Christ on that old rugged cross. You see what I used to be? He's gone. That old clown, that patient, he's gone. He's dead and buried. You see, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 6, verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. We must be dead to be freed from sin. How can one be dead and yet still alive? By what one faith? that we died with Jesus Christ on